Hi, push-up fans, it's Albert here. I just wrapped up my last bit of push-ups for today. I think I did 170 today, maybe even 180. Feels like it. But the interesting thing, I was looking at some of the numbers right off the bat. I'm doing 40 push-ups my first set. I'm going, what? And I'm saying, you know, by the end of that first 40, I thought, wow, it's going to be a long haul today. But amazingly enough, my recovery time is definitely shorter, and I've got a lot more in me than I realize. Even at the end, I'm being a little lazy, and when I pushed myself, I said, holy cow, I could do it. So a lot of it shows that it's a psychological game. Really interesting, really enjoying it, and keeps me going is knowing that I have to be accountable by posting up these little interviews, these post-exercise interviews. So still waiting to hear from people that are doing it or if this is getting you inspired or not. That's awesome. If not, try something different like this. Do a 30-day challenge. I might as well tell you folks, I'm undertaking another 30-day challenge. It's for better health as well. It's something that I don't usually do, and I don't usually floss. I floss very intermittently. I know it may be almost disgusting to hear, but I only floss like maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. It's just something that I just never got into. I had an appointment last week with the dentist. Oh, actually the cleaner. And we were talking about it. And then I said to myself, you know what? I'm doing this push-up thing. I'm sticking to it. I'm being accountable. So I'm going to add something else, something easy. Once a day, I have to floss. So I think I'm up to a week now already. And I'm loving it. My teeth feel awesome. So I don't know if I'll be talking about flossing here, but definitely at some place in the world, I'll be writing about it and sharing my experiences. So that's it for today. I will talk to you next time.